You straighten your hair with a comb and a
brush.
Brush, okay. When you use one of those, you say that you're going to black your hair.
Combed.
Noun is verb. Use the noun as a verb. When you use
combed.
Brushed. Brushed, okay. You sharpen a straight razor on the leather blank.
Strap.
Okay. What do you put in a revolver?
Cartridge,
okay. A plank made over a trestle for children to play on is a
Seesaw,
yes. Ever heard anything else?
No.
Teeter totter?
I've never heard that.
Really?
Have you?
Yes, I have.
Uh-huh.
Ever heard of teetering board? I've never heard of that. Tilts, riding horse, hickey horse, cock horse, which is not to say, teeter horse, seahorse. Distinctions. Any distinctions between teeter horse and seahorse?
I imagine a teeter horse might be when you jump on one side and bounce someone up and come back down and bounce you up. I imagine that. I don't know.
I don't either. That sounds reasonable, though.
Uh-huh. I've seen it, not on what it's called. But.
What do you call a limber plank fixed at both ends that children use to jump up and down on?
A limber
plank is what they call a limber plank suspended at both ends is the description.
Uh-huh. That's what we were talking about, if you jump on one end it'll bounce the other end up. I don't know what it's called.
I don't know. They have a joggling board or something?
Joggling? I don't know.
Never heard of it. There might be a plank that is anchored in the middle to a post or a stump. Children get on each end and spin around on it. What do you call that?
Blind Jenny.
That's right. Homemade merry-go-round.
Yeah.
Ever heard of a Flying Dutchman or a whirligig or a riding horse?
I've heard of the riding horse.
Riding horse. If you saw a group of students on the seesaw, you would say they are blank.
Seesawing.
Or teetering, tilting. When you tie a long rope to a tree limb and put a seat on it so that your children can go back and forth, you are making a blank.
Swing,
yeah. Ever heard of swing?
No.
You're right. what do you carry coal in?
Coal pail or a bucket.
Coal bucket. Ever heard coal hot or coal scuttle?
Scuttle.
What runs from the stove to the chimney?
Stovepipe.
Ever heard of a funnel? Used in that regard?
Funnel that might curve the smoke some.
Yeah.
Join the pipes.
What's the distinction, say, between something like a flue and a stovepipe? Or is there a difference?
Well, a stovepipe is inside, connected to the heater, and the flue is what the pipe joins on to. Mm-hmm. To take smoke outside.
What do you wheel things around in?
Wheelbarrow.
Ever heard of a Georgia buggy?
No.
Ever heard of trucks?
I've heard of trucks.
Really? Have you heard of
them? I've heard of trucks. Uh-huh. Trucks are used loosely in so many ways to haul so many different things. Huh?
Yeah. What do you sharpen a scythe on or a scythe on?
A scythe?
Scythe.
Oh. Wet rock.
Ever heard of whetstone?
Whetstone.
Yeah. Whetstone, wet rock, both there, okay.
Whetstone.
Rifle, rubstone, ever?
I've never heard of that, but I've heard of whetstone. I've seen them big old things grind and turn.
The kind that turns around is called a distinction between whetstone and a
I don't know what it's called.
Grindstone.
Grindstone, right.
Yeah.
Grindstone, they do axes.
Yeah.
Heavier.
Okay.
Stone.
Grindstone.
Metal.
Mm-hmm. Okay. What is the thing I drive?